the glory of the Lord. The Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus in His glory is the answer. Amen. For everyone on the earth. It's the greatest entity in the universe. His glory, His presence fills heaven and is over all the earth and is available amazingly to every person on the earth. And yet 99.5% or whatever of all the people on the earth don't seek Him. They don't even know. Most of them probably don't even know that He is available in that way. Glory to God. He's available. Amazing. Okay, but I want to hone in on some things. This is His presence is the greatest thing. It's also very serious. And I was just contemplating this. If we look at the whole, at God Almighty and how awesome He is, and at the whole Bible. Again, though, even if we didn't have a Bible, we could still understand these things. But we do have the Bible. The big picture in our relationship with Him is, these are just some things to contemplate, to meditate on. He hides Himself. That's in Scripture. You can Google it. Isaiah 45, verse 15. Surely You are the God of Israel, the God who hides Himself, O God of Israel, the Savior. Surely You are the God who hides Himself, O God of Israel, the Savior. There's three phases of walking with Him. Really, there's actually four. In another message, I'll go into that. I don't want to focus on it now. But there's three main phases of walking with the Holy Spirit. Well, 98% of all Christians and Catholics are in the first phase only. And that's really where you cannot experience His presence, His glory. So there's three. Okay, I'm just going to try to reel off these things. There's three realms of prayer. So there's the first realm. And again, most people just stay in that first realm. They don't get to the second and third. So you see here, we have to go deeper with Him, right? He hides Himself. He withdraws His presence to cause us to seek Him. And in this process, He's testing us and He's watching us to see what we do. This is a very, very deep thing. I think that you can handle it. And I want to just touch on these things, because if we look at the big picture, we realize a lot about our walk with Jesus. It explains a lot and it helps us understand Him and so forth. The great and awesome God. Glory to God. The Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. The great and awesome God who only does wondrous things. Glory to God forever. He withdraws Himself. He wants to see what's in someone's heart. He wants to. That's throughout Scripture. Just Google that. Okay. Jesus said, here's a deep truth. Everything Jesus said is an eternal deep truth. Jesus said, many are called, few are chosen. What does that mean? Well, He calls many people, but few are chosen, because few pass the test. Few prove themselves worthy to be chosen to receive His glorious presence. Because it's the answer. And then I wanted to say this. It's the answer. It's how we do everything in our walk with God Almighty. Both in our personal walk with Him, just our walk with Him. That's how we can walk with Him, knowing Him in that way where we have that relationship with Him directly, experiencing His presence through the Holy Spirit, and that one-on-one relationship with Him. Okay, that's how we walk with Him, knowing Him as the Lord Jehovah. Okay, and that's a whole nother teaching too. But in the Old Testament, He's God, Elohim at times, but He's also Jehovah, the Lord God. And that's how we know Him. That's how we can walk with Him, is knowing Him as Lord. Okay? And that's common sense, right? I mean, you don't really have to have the Bible for that. That's how we walk with Him. But it's, okay. But also for ministry. That's the only way anything happens in ministry. You know, get whatever somebody's called to do in ministry, whatever they're called to do. The only way to truly get results is through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. That which quickens is the Spirit. Jesus said, here's another one. Jesus said, it's the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. Jesus said, apart from me, you can do nothing. Jesus said, depart from me, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink His blood, you have no life in you at all. Okay, amen. But now I want to, this is kind of the last thing that I want to mention about this. It's serious. It's very serious. Everything in our walk with Jesus is serious, right? Our eternity depends on it. But the anointing specifically, what we're talking about here is, you know, the anointing. It's serious. If someone loses it, they can lose their salvation. That's in Hebrews. You can look it up. I've touched on this in a previous message. But it's in Hebrews. It's right there. And then also, that's what happened to Saul. And so we move into this. It's really serious. I know I've said that word, but we, you know, okay, so what are we then to do? Here's what I want to mention. This is what I was contemplating earlier. Perhaps in the big picture, let's look at the big picture. He's our great and awesome God, Almighty. The all-knowing, all-wise God. Oh, hallelujah. He's our Father God, Almighty. He's glory, hallelujah. The purpose of our life is to lose ourselves in Him through Jesus, through the Holy Spirit, to get caught up into Him and His glory. And we no longer exist, but now Jesus Christ is in and through us. Glory to God. And perhaps in the big scheme of things, all of this is God knows, you know, He knows what's best for mankind. For you, for all of us. And so we just need to, what are we then to do? Just seek Him with all we have. Give Him everything we have. Offer ourselves as a living sacrifice, which is such a privilege. It's not, it's our reasonable, you know, it's such a privilege. But when we find the Holy Spirit, we realize that. And here's what I want to finish up with. The whole key is knowing the Spirit of Jesus Christ, the Spirit of God. That's the whole key. Without Him, we can do nothing. But when we find Him, that's when we find everything. And we find everything will make sense. Everything makes sense. He changes everything. It's like night and day. It's like just totally everything makes sense. Before, nothing made sense. We couldn't understand the Bible. We didn't know answers to any questions. We had all these questions. It was just a total mystery and total nothingness and confusion. And we had but then we find the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus said, "The kingdom of God is like a treasure hidden in a field. A man goes and finds and he sells everything he has, and he buys that field, and he digs that treasure up again and again." That's the presence of Jesus. Amen. This is Wonder and Reality. This is Jim. Email us at hello@wonderreality.org. Wonder and Reality's podcast has now been listed. Well, let me say this. Go to our website. All kinds of free books and materials, wonderreality.org. Our podcast has now been listened to in more than 60 countries. So glory to God for that. But we want to keep this all simple. We want no focus on this ministry or on me. Nothing. All focus on Jesus Christ and on this glorious, most holy faith. And I do want to say this. I want to just emphasize it so much because 99% of the world is missing it, and we've all missed it. I'm pointing the finger at myself as well as other people. We all miss it. But glory to God, His mercies are new every day, every morning, and we can start again, and you can start right now. That's how great our awesome God is. Okay, thanks for listening. More soon.